another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It came out today that Bill Hader, it's kind of a rumor, is set to co-write and potentially star in a new series at HBO. And so you think of Bill Hader as like a funny guy, but
No. Did you see Barry?
Barry is dark.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's some funny parts to it, but it's dark.
So this is why this is going to work so well. This is from Variety Magazine. It turns out Bill Hader has been drinking the Kool-Aid. And for any of you under the age of 30, you have no idea what that means, but—
Is he making a Jonestown?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Variety has learned exclusively that Hader and Daniel Zellman are currently developing an HBO series centered on Jim Jones and the infamous events at the People's Temple Agricultural Project, a.k.a. Jonestown. And for those of you going, what does it mean to drink the Kool-Aid? Have you ever heard someone use the term, if you believe something stupid like the earth is flat, someone will say, boy, they really drank the Kool-Aid on that one. Yeah. Explain to people what that means.
Well, it
literally,
first of all, it's a misnomer because it wasn't Kool-Aid. It was Flavor-Aid.
Oh
yeah. Kool-Aid will be the first people to tell you that.
It doesn't. Oh yeah.
Yeah. But it,
Kool-Aid's like, it wasn't
it was,
us.
It was the knockoff. It's not Oreos. It was Hydrox. But to put it simply without getting into graphic detail, because it's horrifying. The people were made to drink, a lot of them, and
it was a cult.
In Jonestown, and it was like 700 people died drinking poison. The Kool-Aid part of it too is that they had children come up and drink the Kool-Aid front of their parents so that their parents would be more willing to commit to the death.
Was the whole thing loony, religious? Was it religious based?
Yeah, very much
like
so.
If you do this, you know, kind of like Waco.
Yeah, the crushings.
If you do this, you will, you know,
go to heaven.
Have this better
and
life.
They killed a congressman. Like that day, and this he was like down there to investigate because he was for the congressional district where a lot of these people were from, and he was down to investigate, and they killed him at the airport, and then decided to do mass suicide because the FBI, I guess, was going to go down there. And
it's actually more than 900 members,
that many,
and
geez.
It happened at Jim Jones' direction in 1978. Did he die too?
Yep. He didn't want to. I think he like at the end he was like kind of like, I don't know, guys, and then he did. That's a dark. So on another note, there is a very funny show out right now called The Studio with Seth Rogen.
Okay, yes.
The first episode of it is he's a studio executive and he has to prove his mettle by making, because all movies are just intellectual property, Barbie and that stuff, right? So he has to make the Kool-Aid movie.
Oh God.
And but he's like this real auteur, like I believe in real cinema, like we need to bring the 70s back, and he like has a meeting with Martin Scorsese, and Martin Scorsese's like, I got an idea for a film I want to do, it's called Jonestown. And so Seth Rogen's like, I'll call that Kool-Aid the movie.
Oh, God.
And it kind of, it spirals out of control. But it's a really funny show, and it's on Apple TV.
As dark as all of this is, they also did a docudrama and a docuseries on Waco.
Yeah.
And they were very well done. For anyone maybe 30 or even 40 years old, if you don't remember that, go back and watch those. I don't know that I could watch the Jonestown one.
I can't.
Outside of the, I don't want to say fascination, I don't understand, and Waco is the same way, how people could so blindly, when children are involved in Waco, I always said those parents should be charged with murder for the children who died and the parents who did not. How do you so blindly follow some dude that says, do this, this is the end, you know, when the police are, how does that happen?
I mean, it's a slippery slope.
Right.
And it starts with, you're having problems, I have all the solutions.
Yeah.
You have issues, guess what? I have the answers. So just follow me. And then the ending of that is that we'll all go into heaven together.
I told you so. This was all going to happen.
We'll all go into heaven together.
Yep. Bill Hader, it's coming to HBO. He has already signed on as the writer. The rumor is he's going to be Jim Jones.
Oh, my God.
But what an actor to do it.
He's a fantastic actor. He also does, I don't know if they still do it, but him and Seth Meyers and Fred Armisen do a documentary, like, parody series called Documentary Now. It's hilarious.
Please tell me you've heard his impression of the Dateline reporters.
Yeah.
We might play that for our listeners because it's clean.
Yeah.
We might play that when we come back because it is one of the funniest. That must have been wild. Crazy. Because you guys don't probably know the names of the journalists at Dateline, but you know their voices. And when he does it, it is.
Who is the guy? I can't remember the name of the guy he's doing.
Well, I don't want to say it, but you know what I'm talking about. Okay. Yeah, the guy with,
the guy with white hair.
We'll play it when we get back.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.